It's Mauricio Mejia Live. Entertainment guru, Silicon Valley entrepreneur, author, and speaker. Join the thousands of viewers around the world and become a part of the conversation. Mauricio Mejia Live.
It's Mauricio Mejia Live Season 3. And we're kicking it off with, we're going to be going through all the stuff that happens like a startup company, right? We're going to go through all the trials and errors, and we're going to perfect this. So it's the first podcast that we're doing for me, for Mauricio Mejia Live. First off, I want to wish everyone a happy new year. It's the year of the dragon, 2024. It's an amazing year. It's going to be my year, great year. And for those of you that don't know, I am born year of the dragon, 1976. I'll let you do the math and figure it out. But anyhow, I'm very excited right now because a lot is on the horizon and I'm looking forward to all the great things that are coming. And today I felt that it was very important, especially because I'm working on my third book. If you haven't read the first two, Smoke and Mirrors was my first book. It talked about my life growing up in Southern California, Los Angeles, getting into the entertainment world, the nightlife industry, dominating that nightlife industry for 25 plus years, starting at 15 years old, making my first million at 25. Multimillionaire at 28, losing it all in the 2008 crash. And like I tell people, I went from Ferrari to Ford Focus. So imagine that one. So anyways, it's not about where you start, it's where you end and where you continue. Mauricio Mejia Live, if you missed number one and two, we started those during the COVID times. And during that journey, I started working on my second book. I had just became good friends in 2018 with Stedman Graham. If you guys don't know who Stedman is, look up Oprah and you'll figure it out. We'll leave it at that. And along the way, I got to meet an amazing human being who to this day has been my good friend and my writer of my second book to help me put my, you know, she heard all this crazy madness coming out of me and decided that my second book should be called Decide, Commit, Execute, which she then coined me as the king of the three words because I seem to put things in threes. Whether it was entertainment, it was music, fashion, culture, and we'll talk about what the next book is going to be about. But I don't want to waste too much time on me and all this other stuff. I want to jump right into it, and I want to introduce my first guest, Kristen Andrus. Been an amazing human being, my friend now for since 2018, so we're now talking, wow, I don't even want to do the math right now. I'm still coming off the high from yesterday. We got to spend an amazing day yesterday together. You've flown all the way from Illinois to be here with me, and we've got some great things coming up. We're working on my third book, and we still haven't figured out the title, but we got a bunch of different great ideas that we're working on. Kristen, what's happening? Well, Mauricio, I don't want to sound too scripted here, even though we're not, but we just want to have a good time.
Well, first, thank you for honoring me to be a guest on your podcast. And I've
the first one, by the way. We're popping the cherry together here.
I know, and that was news to me this morning, so that's great. So if you've ever traipsed around with Mauricio at all, you do understand that he is the king of the three-word epitaph. So whether it's assess, address, move on, or level up life. So what we've done in the past couple of days is spend some time together really content generating for his next book, which we're in the process of working on at the Aspire event where he was one of the promoters and it was absolutely amazing. And he's really all about helping people really understand how do you recover from what was and become what is and what is your what's next.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm very happy to be in your corner.
Thank you. No, I'm excited to have you on the corner, in my corner. And not only that, but aside from the business, it's the friendship, the weekly phone calls that we've been doing. And we always start off with, how are we doing? And we kind of unload on each other. And right from the gate, I tell you, start recording this because there's probably content coming out of it from the minute we get on the phone. And again, just going on this journey with you, it's been a fun and exciting one. And I think yesterday we got to experience an amazing show that we were invited to. I was invited to, and we developed a amazing relationship with the group that has formed, that has put together the Aspire Tour with some amazing speakers. And one of my dreams and goals is to become a speaker at these events to share my story, which I feel is unique. Just like we all have stories to share. But I think that this one has an interesting twist. Sometimes I tell people that I feel like I'm a version of a Forrest Gump in the entertainment industry. We got to meet some amazing people yesterday, from Gary Vee, Joe Montana, Eddie Wilson,
Andrew Cordell,
Dan Fleshman. Yes.
Yeah.
And then the people that are behind the scenes.
Oh, amazing. It was amazing culture, amazing team of people. We have to give a shout out to Emily Stevens, too, the VP of marketing, who yes. does an amazing job of making everybody feel welcome.
Absolutely. And absolutely.
Mauricio came to the table with, really, I'm here to serve. This is Silicon Valley is my turf.
Yes.
So who else can benefit from what you're offering here on the ground where I already am?
Yeah.
And then it just authenticity plays on any stage. And I've always believed in you. You have so many things to say, whether it's the three-word soundbite or it's something more than that. Your backstory is one thing. What you've done with it is where I think so many people are going to get tremendous value out of what you have to say, but also the role modeling of who you are.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, the way it all came about, I started seeing all this advertisement. Well, one, I got to give a shout out to my girl, Lorianne Serna, who was a guest on my second, on season number two of Mauricio Mejia Live. And she is the queen bee of Hollywood. She does all the A-listers VIP parties, you name it, from Cardi B to Drake to all the top dogs. She's the one doing all those VIP parties. So for me, I wouldn't be where I, this opportunity wouldn't have come about if it wasn't for a friend, close friend, childhood friend actually, to open up doors, right? Relationships, right? How important are relationships in moving forward, right? So she introduced me to Dan Fleshman, and then Dan moved me on to Eddie Wilson. And then Eddie Wilson, it just started to just spiral open, right? It just in a positive way. And next thing you know, we're backstage VIP, meeting, shaking hands, kissing babies, meeting and greeting everybody, and got royally treated like we were the producers. But other part of the whole experience was that as they were doing their marketing, I felt that they were missing something. Why? Because I've been here forever. I've coined myself the social mayor of Silicon Valley for a reason. I've been doing entertainment for 25 plus years here. And I felt that they were missing a hashtag or a certain piece, which is Silicon Valley.
Right.
There's only one Silicon Valley in the world. That's here. There could be Silicon Beach, Austin, Silicon Slopes. I mean, there's all kinds of versions of people trying to take the Silicon Valley name, but it's not going to happen. Silicon Valley, there's only one here in San Jose, and that's it, or in this valley. So I told them when I was talking to Emily, Emily says, hey, what code would you like, or what would you like for your discount code or your free code? Duh, Silicon Valley. So as soon as we started doing the marketing for that, thing just took off, blew up, and then rest is history. Sold out crowd yesterday, over 3,000 people.
Yeah, so we walk in the room, the music's pumping, the crowd's excited. They're interested in seeing Gary Vee, but they're also interested in knowing these other people that maybe they hadn't heard of before. And Eddie Wilson's one of the founders yes. of Collective Influence, which puts on Aspire. And he says, within the first couple of minutes.
It was within the first 3 minutes. I was actually caught off guard. Yeah,
Mauricio and I were sitting in the front row in the Diamond VIP section. And Eddie says, oh, the social mayor of Silicon Valley. And he's in doubt. So it not only did Mauricio's promotion of the event go viral, he did.
Yes.
You did.
Thank you. Yeah, dude. It was fun.
It was fun.
It was a 16-hour day for us.
Yeah.
I was up at 4 a.m.
It didn't feel like it though, did it?
No.
I mean, it was full of energy.
I had so much energy when I got home after. Yeah. But no, it was 4 a.m., got up. I made it a point. I'm on this journey right now. I'm on this health journey, on this transformation journey myself right now. And I have two amazing coaches that are walking me through this process. One, she's also my executive producer, Janine Escobar, which she's in the back there. Got nothing but love for her and her husband, Mike Escobar, which I've known for many years. And some of the things that I've already known from the past that I forgot about as I go through my journey and all life is taking care of our bodies and ourselves, right? Our minds. We say that we want to do these things, but we have to actually do it, right? And part of that is just taking action on it, right? Mm-hmm. That's without action. It's part of my second book that we wrote, right. Decide, Commit, Execute, right? I always tell people, in order to move forward or in order to do things, right, or build momentum, one, you have to make a decision. Two, you have to commit. And three, which is the most important one, is execute, which means take action. If you have the first two but don't take number three, then you're stuck in the same place.
Right.
So yesterday was just, it was all of that combined.
Right. Well, and I think it started with we believed we had a yes before we ever even thought we might get a no.
That's right.
You know, and I think that's what you do with so much of what you have encountered in your life, with the resilience that you've offered, the things that have been your setbacks, that have been your comebacks. That was part of a message that someone delivered yesterday.
Yeah.
So I think I would question, a question for you, put you in the hot seat.
Yeah, yeah, no, go for it.
So how is it that you take on a challenge and you take that action to make it happen? What is your belief system that makes that work?
My biggest thing is I have no fear, period. for me, ever since I was a child, I just had no fear. And when I am challenged or when there is a something of an obstacle in my way, I don't think about it. I just do it. I know what my outcome, what I want out of it or what direction or my goal is going to be from it. I just go. My first million that I made, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I went and I raised $1 million from, I didn't even know how I was doing. I had already signed the lease without even raising $1 million, which goes to one of the stories that we heard yesterday. This guy during COVID went and signed 300 leases on a product that he didn't know was going to turn out to be now a multi-million, probably almost close to $500 million worth of a business. So for me, it's just having no fear and then taking action and then just thinking big too.
So the other thing I know about you is when you have a success, you share your success. So a phrase that that you taught me, Mauricio, was crabs in a bucket.
Yes.
And I love that. This will be a piece of his third book as well. We'll talk a lot about momentum. We'll talk a lot about overcoming obstacles and what that looks like from a very specific and strategic sense as well. But it's also a matter of who you bring with you and who's above you, who's below you, and who's in your corner right now.
Yeah.
So what would you say about that?
Definitely, I thank you for, crabs in the bucket is something that I think not only does it fall on all cultures or different groups, but specifically in the Latino community, the crabs in the bucket has been used a lot, describing what the culture is like. And I spoke at an event probably about 2 years ago, and I was actually speaking, I had brought Stedman up, and we were speaking for a Latino group of 500 executives and young entrepreneurs. Actually, no, it was young executives. And I got to do the introduction to Stedman on stage. And I remember walking up and I admired to see 500 Latino, Latinas executives being in top positions here in Silicon Valley. And first thing I said to them is, guys, I'm going to share the story of the crabs in the bucket, because to see all of you here, I want you guys to think bigger than where you're at today. And that was, whoa, you can feel the room. Whoa, like, where's this guy going? So I gave him the crab in the bucket. I said, imagine a bucket full of crabs and we're trying to get out. And there's always one of us that are trying to pull somebody down. I said, I'm a different version of a Latino. I'm the guy that's going to come in and say, all right, guys, I'm going to throw the rope in and I'm going to tell you to grab on. You got to do your part too, right? You got to hold on. And with ganas means like with some oomph in it, hold on it and I pull you up. The goal is to pull you up to the top and then hopefully give you the opportunity to become successful. All I expect is two things. One, pay it forward, give it back. And number two, don't throw me back into the buckets of crabs, right? So we want to change that mindset. And then the room, you can hear the room got it. And then I said to them, I said, I don't want us to stop thinking just because you got to the high level of the executive position in Silicon Valley. Think bigger now. Think of how can you become the owner of these companies? How can you take it to the next level? That was the message that I wanted to. Now, I was only supposed to do an introduction, but I ended up taking like 15 minutes of a conversation. And I said, can I have more, a few minutes? And they just kept telling me to keep going. And I went on and on. And again, it was just important for me to share that. And that's why it's important for me to do this. And it's at the end of the day, it's my podcast, it's my show, it's my story. And I want to share it with everyone. Yeah.
It's a powerful story. It's a very powerful. Speaking of powerful, something else that we've been talking about a lot, especially as it pertains to some of the content for your book, is power.
Yes.
And where power starts is that internal. So when you need to obtain the power within yourself to do what you're setting out to do, which is, I know what they are, and you're going to be sharing what they are across the time with the podcast,
yes.
Very lofty goals, very lofty goals that impact a lot of people, put food on tables, shelter overheads, the rest of it. So really with pure intention, the more you have, the more you can give with that mentality as well.
Absolutely.
You're going to encounter a lot when you do it.
Yeah.
How will you hold up to that?
That's, for me, it's about giving back. For me, I tell people, I've tasted it, I've seen it. We talk about the Billionaires Club in my story. I've shared that 2019, I hit the $100 million mark. 2020, with my media company, we were going to be funded, and we were going to be a Silicon Valley Latino unicorn coming out of Silicon Valley. And what happened in 2020? COVID. And we don't need to go into the details because it doesn't matter. It's gone. But the billion-dollar unicorn was gone, right? Now, for me, the billion-dollar unicorn was going to give me the ability to continue to give back to my community and to make an impact in our community, right? And all communities. But obviously, I wanted to give to our community first and help lift the community. But for me, it's about responsibility. With that comes responsibility, right? Imagine, they talked about it yesterday. Guys, Andrew was the one that said it. He said, I'll give you $2 million. What do you think you're going to know what you're going to be able to do with it? He goes, no, because you don't have a plan. So for me, it's obviously associating myself with the right people, the right team. That's why specifically for myself, this year is an important year of surrounding myself with great people that have great minds and that also have the great intentions of giving back and making a bigger impact in the community or in the world, really. The people that we were talking to yesterday were on the global level. And that's the way I'm looking at myself, is not just locally and regionally, I'm looking at global-wise. How can Mauricio Mejia make an impact on the world? Yeah, and I'm not afraid to make and give and ask on a level that people are like, whoa, like, you're crazy for thinking that way. No, you're crazy for not thinking that way. So.
Right. I'm glad you brought up the word level, because so for somebody who's stuck, or for somebody maybe who's starting out, or maybe even somebody who's really seasoned in their career or profession, what are, and here's another on the spot for you.
I'm being interviewed here. I'm like, this is the Mauricio Mejia Live podcast show.
For a moment.
Yeah, what happened here? No, please, I love it. See?
I told Mauricio yesterday when we were seeing people on the stage, he's, oh, I could be doing the hosting. I could be doing the interviewing. I'm like, you could also be the interviewee because you have so much to say and there's only a short period of time sometimes to say it, which is why we're putting together a full-on book. But my question to you is going to be, so we talk about level up life.
Yeah.
And what are just a few factors, a few principles you would offer of some advice? Mejia Vice. We can't forget that too.
Yeah, so.
Not Mejia Vices, Mejia Vice, which is really the advice.
The vices are gone and we're going to give Mejia Vice. No, so. One of the biggest things that's worked for me in my life that I've learned at a very young age, and I learned this, I'm a big fan of Tony Robbins. I don't want to say that I'm here because of Tony Robbins, but Tony Robbins has planted seeds at a very young age. When I was a child, one of the first infomercials that I was listening to, where there's a will, there's a way. And that, as a child, planted, it grew. And it clicked on the entrepreneurial spirit, or supported what was already an entrepreneurial spirit that was in me. And for me, it's consistency. It's doing the work. And that's something that I heard yesterday a lot. And maybe because my senses are now focused on that. But there's a lot of people out here that say they want to do things. They're going to do things. And they start great. They have great intentions and they start. And then they run out of gas and then they give up. Three things for me. What I say I'm going to do, I do. I'm consistent and I never give up. Fourth one is, I have no fear. I have no fucking fear. To me, a no is a direction. If you say no to me, that's a direction. You say yes, it's a direction. So either way, it's a direction for me. So I'll never stop. Whether it's consistency. At the end of the day, consistency wins always.
Amen. This is Mauricio Mejia Live coming at you. That's a wrap. No, serious. That's excellent advice for anybody. And at any given point during someone's day, they're encountering something, yeah, whether it's something that's big or something that's small. And a lot of what we heard yesterday, too, is about mindset management, really perspective. And how do you do that? I'm continuing to ask you questions on your own show.
I know. Well, wait a minute. I'm supposed to be asking you questions.
People want to know about you. How do you manage your perspective?
My perspective is... I'm a big thinker. There's a reason why I say serial entrepreneur is because, and people ask me, how do you juggle so many balls in the air? Is because I think big, I manage my time. I did learn a trick back in 2007 when Mark Zuckerberg was barely coming up Facebook. I was able to be exposed to him, and someone asked him the question, hey, how do you do what you're doing? He says, two things. It's never going to be perfect, so go. And number two is time management. If it's important to you, you'll make it happen. So perspective to me is, it's never going to be perfect like today. The show, hey, it's our first one. Guess what, though? We're only going to get better, right? We're going to learn from the here and thing mistakes that we might make, but it doesn't matter. Because I don't give a fuck if anybody wants to judge or care, blah, blah, and I'll drop them, right? I don't care if you see the flaws. Guess what? We're actually doing it. What are you doing? And if you're not doing it, do me a favor. Shut the fuck up. Or... do it, right? It's the way it is. I was inspired yesterday by Gary Vee. The shit that came out of his mouth yesterday was just freaking amazing, because he kept it real. He grounded a lot of people. And that's what we really need. So for me, perspective is just do it. Make it happen. Work. Do the work. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be a wannabe. Don't be a poser. Do it. And we got to go back to some of this. We got to start re-educating or reminding this next generation that's coming in, you know, that some of the stuff that we've been instilled when we were children or growing up. So, yeah.
I'll just go back to the basics. The basics might be a little different now in terms of how they're managed, but I think keeping it real is exactly where I was thinking when you were talking about that, is just how do we remain really authentic but practical? So a lot of people, there's a lot of good content out there, but it's a lot of, sometimes it's yeah. a lot of big words and it's over people's head and it sounds so complicated. I think someone yesterday said, if you want to lose weight, move more, eat less. Boom.
Yeah.
You know,
simple,
I mean,
right?
So if we can keep the just how we move forward each hour of our day, I think is something you're very consistent when you come back to that word with your routine. And I think that's how you do get accomplished so right. much of what you do. Having worked with Mauricio now on his second two books now, I understand how he works. And the way that you can work successfully is to model what he does. And that stay tuned to what doesn't work too.
That's right.
So when you fall off track, you get back on track because you're aware, you're very conscious of yes. how you go about your minutes of your day.
Yeah.
And what those interactions include.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned fear. Fear's a nag.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It doesn't serve.
Absolutely.
You know, so, yeah,
absolutely.
And also, energy sucks because you, and by that, the people that, or the things that take away from your ability to actually focus on what it is that you intend to accomplish in your day. And you eliminate those or you put them in their proper place.
Absolutely.
And then that saves the time and the energy, especially the mental space that comes with it, let alone your compassion, because you are very compassionate. Believe it or not, he's very sensitive, compassionate. Now, you might drop the F-bomb now.
Yeah,
there
was a lady sitting next to me yesterday when we were in the show or in the event, and she saw that I was going to lead the event, and she tapped me on the shoulder, and she said, we knew that you were going to lead 3,000 people to stand up as a standing ovation for one of the speakers, and I held back. And she says, don't hold back. And then I stood quiet, and I started thinking about it, and I said, hey, thank you for that. And tears started coming out of my eyes.
They did.
She said that was the most powerful part was God puts people sometimes next to you for a reason.
Mm.
So I'm here to tell you and remind you to be you. Woo!
Yeah, that's huge.
That the tears just came out. You saw it and
I
you're
did.
Like,
I cried with you.
Yeah. And from that point on, I became me. I grounded myself because I was overwhelmed by the fact that one, the opportunity was given to us and that we were there and being treated as if we were the show, too. That, to me, was an amazing experience. And, it's about consistency. It's about doing the work and making things happen. And my third book, I told you last year when we were, right when I said, hey, we're doing it. I'm all in. I felt the momentum. And I said, we're going in. There's no excuses here. We're making this happen because now I feel the timing is right. And the timing is right on a lot of things that I'm working on. Again, the podcast. This thing was actually built in 13 days. The decision was made on December 13th. Something about the number 13, right? Lucky 13 for us. And it was put together so quickly that, again, I'm very proud of what we have here. Mm-hmm. And we are going to be the number one podcast studio here in Silicon mm-hmm. Valley. And people say, how do you come up with that? It's because we said we are. Because that's what we're going to strive to be. Is number one. And to think that in Silicon Valley, there isn't something like this, and specifically here in the heart, in the downtown of San Jose in Silicon Valley, it's the first of its kind. There's probably some in some private studios or somewhere in Google and stuff, but not the way that we're doing it, not the way that we're opening it up to people that really want to make their dreams come true. So anyway, we can keep going on and on. I know that we'll make it happen. I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I love you, Kristen. You're an amazing human being. We're family. And know that. And my expectation is for both of us to, I'm going to give you my all. You're going to give me your all.
Absolutely.
And we're going to write a bestseller. And then we're going to make this thing into a movie. We're already working on the Smoke and Mirrors movie version. We already even have the walk-in song and all that good stuff. But again, this, I can't wait till we put out book number three.
I can't wait either. And I'm grateful. And everything we do, I think, just to conclude with this thought personally, is with grace and gratitude. So
that's right.
I have a great deal of gratitude. Thanks for believing in me to be your partner in it.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, guys. And that wraps it up for episode number one, Mauricio Mejia Live, season number three, 2024, baby. Happy New Year to everyone. Year of the Dragon. And get ready. I got a lot of special guests that are going to be coming up. You're going to be here live with me. And we're going to share some great content with you guys. So thank you very much. Make sure to follow me on my Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, Snap, everything. Every social media channel I do have a handle, but make sure to tune in, guys.